Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. Vision of the Wakeley Church terror attack will remain on the social media platform X after the federal court refused to extend the eSafety's injunction. Last month, Elon Musk's X was ordered to hide over 65 posts of the stabbing attack on Bishop Murray Emanuel to Australian users. Today, Justice Jeffrey Kennett refused the application to extend the injunction, with his reasons to be published later today. XGO blocked the content but has not removed the footage from worldwide consumption as it challenges the notice. On Friday, lawyers for X warned the new power push from the eSafety Commissioner to demand the global removal of the violent video could impact free speech worldwide and prevent consumers from accessing newsworthy material. The case returns to court on Wednesday. South Australia is now a step closer to cutting off anyone under the age of 14 from using any social media platform. The Premier has set up an investigation into the ban, which would stop young people using platforms like Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. Peter Malinauskas has told Channel 7 while he's not sure how any ban would be enforced, it is possible.
Age gating or age verification, you know, is in place in other parts of the world, and we know that the technology can be delivered. Now, who does? But we've got to start with a clear objective, and we have to have a definitive position on this, because at the moment it's a bit of a no man's land.
The ban would be the first of its kind in Australia if it goes ahead, mirroring its move on phone use in schools. Meantime, Independent Senator Jackie Lambie is calling for mental health support for young people to deal with tech addiction. The Senator has told Sky News tomorrow night's federal budget should include funding for boot camps or the like so that young Australians can develop healthy relationships with technology.
That tech addiction is doing no different to your frontal lobe damage than one of your children being on an ice pipe. It is having the same damage done to them. I want you to know that, because it's no different. You might as well stick an ice pipe in their mouth, because it's doing the same damage to their brains.
In Western Australia, two men will face court tomorrow over the alleged theft of hundreds of cattle worth $250,000. WA police have arrested three men in total over the incident, which took place in October 2022. The men are accused to have been involved in the unauthorised muster of cattle from an isolated station in northern WA to the Northern Territory. It's alleged some of the cattle have been sold and exported, and police say part of the proceeds of cattle sales were allegedly deposited into several accounts of the accused people over several months. A 42-year-old man will appear at Fitzroy Crossing Magistrates Court on July the 9th. The other two are due to appear tomorrow. Turning to sport now, Australian Alex de Minaur will face Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime in the third round at the Italian Open in Rome tonight. De Minaur is the last remaining Aussie in both singles draws. After three meetings, the Aussie is yet to beat the Canadian. While in the men's doubles, Australian Matt Ebden and Rohan Bopanna are through to the round of 16. Meantime, world number one Novak Djokovic is seeking further treatment after his early exit at the event. He put on one of his worst displays at one of his favourite tournaments, ousted in the third round. It was his first match since accidentally getting hit on the head by a fan's water bottle dropped while he was signing autographs after his opening win on Friday. He says he will now go for scans.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 FM weather.
And a big thanks to the newsroom for the latest update too. Just looking at the weather forecast for the Joondalup area, it's quite interesting too. It's either going to be 28 or 27 all the way through to next Sunday. So you can choose 27 or 28. Either way, it's going to be fine. Absolutely no rain. Here we are live, local and loving it, 13th of May on 89.7 FM. It's the people, the music. Yeah, it's 9 minutes past nine right here in downtown Joondalup. Hi and welcome to the morning show with me, Ben V, on 89.7 FM all the way through to noon today. It's a show with a special blend of great music mixed up with some talk. It's really great to have your company too. Music coming up in this hour from Sia, John Farnham, Chris Rea, Robbie Williams and a whole lot more too. And there'll be a bit of waffle with your morning tea or coffee this morning too. I'll be talking about things. This is going all the way through to noon. Oh my gosh, so much to talk about. Cycling around Lake Yellagonga, it's something quite interesting too. What about Max Verstappen from Formula One about his views on winning? That's kind of interesting. Those tax cuts that are coming our way and the way that people want to spend them. What about Netflix and the Baby Reindeer series that's gone through? Yeah, I did a bit of whinge or binge watching. Take a choice there. And what about the link between exercise and sleeping well? And finally, satellites are going to be used to track your keys and maybe a few other things as well.
You in the morning, you won't even know I'm gone.
Janice Ian with Just From the Other Side of the Sun. And kicking off the twin spin was the Pet Shop Boys with Dusty Springfield. What have I done to deserve this? It's a really good question too. Hope you're having yourself a great day and the weekend went really well for you. No reason to complain. It was a little bit cool and windy yesterday, but all's good there too. We're talking about the other side of the sun too. We're talking about a big shout out to our listeners worldwide. This is going through streaming. That's all going through the internet too. We welcome listeners from Osaka in Japan, also in Uusama in Finland, in Brussels in Belgium, and also locally Queensland, New South Wales, and in West Australia too. Great to have your company. Keep it right here, 89.7 FM.
Sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety.
And you've got Perth's best music mix right here on 89.7 FM with me, Ben V. That was Tanita Tikaram. What a great song, too. That's from her album, Ancient Heart, Twist in My Sobriety. I was actually twisting in my sobriety until I had a couple of glasses of wine last night. I don't know about you, but I haven't watched TV for a few months and then found myself this week binge watching. Oh my gosh, what was this all about? This is through Netflix. Fortunately, I don't pay for it, so that's my excuse. One of my daughters is picking up the tab. Bless her. Every now and again, you get some return on your investment. What a watch. I was watching Fool Me Once. Wasn't sure about it, but I'm glad I stayed with it because the ending was really interesting too. What about Baby Reindeer? Getting a lot of press. I'll be talking about that a little bit later on. Bit disturbing. The other one too that's interesting is it's Rich Man's Sport and it's all about Formula One. Anyway, I'll be talking about after this song too about the way that Max Verstappen actually thinks about what it's like to win races, and also the CEO of Formula One talking about Max Verstappen's dominance and the way that people like to have the playing field level, but his views on that. More about that after this song. This is from Robbie Williams and it's Angels. This is the song that was played recently by the AFL too, and that's just to highlight about domestic violence.
Sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh,
forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.
He's also popular right here in Australia. It's Robbie Williams with Angels, highlighting really what's been discussed a lot and needs to continue talking to about domestic violence, and also the way that attitudes of men to women, we've all got a role to play in that too, especially mothers and fathers of sons. It's interesting how we accept certain cultures that boys can do, but we don't accept it for our girls. A fair bit of things to think about with that. So just going back to Formula One, that's a rich man's sport too, but people have got different views about how boring it can be with Max Verstappen being so dominant. By the way, Max is Dutch, and Verstappen actually means fast steps, if you want to have a bit more clarity on that too. But the CEO of Formula One, Stefano Domenicali, he's got some views on the dominance of Max Verstappen. He's just saying, on the flip side to having half the field winning over the course of the season, Formula One CEO Stefano Domenicali can see the reasons why having a dominant driver can be the target for the others to strive for. When asked about manufacturing a level playing field to help competitiveness, he told ESPN Sports Center, that's not the objective of the sport. And by the way, in all the history of the sport, Formula One has lived with cycles where we have the great racers who won for many years, one behind the other. And he keeps going with a quote, and this is not the factor that's not attracting people, because there's also the fact that there are too many races that are winning, then you're not able to beat the legend. Interesting. So we need to respect the fact that so far Max has been the best driver, and soon maybe there'll be someone that will take that place. So it's an interesting dialogue about Max Verstappen. Will he leave Red Bull and maybe go over to Mercedes? I think there's quite a few people dreaming. And what about Max? He does speak up. A lot of people don't like him, but you know, maybe that's the issue about the forthright nature of some ways that Dutch people talk and behave. And he was actually asked about how we would like to win races. Here's another interesting article about Max. He doesn't hold back either. When asked about how he would rather win races in wheel-to-wheel action or far out in the distance, Max Verstappen would much rather have a nice big gap on his own to the checkered flag. You know, we always think the sports people want to have closed games. Well, and here's his quote, at least 20 seconds, he told Sky Sports F1. He said, quote, that's for me. I've raced so much of my life in close combat. I enjoy a lot more if we can actually nail the car and 100% sure that we can win by a big margin. But of course, that's not what fans want to hear, but I'm honest, you know. He goes, I'm here to win and I'm here to create my own success. He also talks about his views about Netflix and the series their Drive to Survive. He says, and he's in 2021, he refused to be interviewed by them. He says that Netflix is just trying to misrepresent relationships. He said that a lot of times what he sees is that Netflix is just faking rivalries for the show.
The Community File.
Do you know the many benefits of street trees? Go to sterling.wa.gov.au/street trees to find out today.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
To all stroke survivors and their carers, there is a life after stroke. Come along and meet people who know exactly what you're going through and are there to give you support and encouragement you need. You will walk again, you will speak again. It just takes time. At the Northern Suburbs Stroke Support Group, they'd love to see you at the Wanneroo Recreation Centre, Wanneroo, the second Friday of each month from 3 p.m. To know more, contact Sally Allen today on 9305 0469 or 0417 951 511.
From ECU Joondalup, your local station, 89.7 FM.
Raya, Let's Dance. 27 minutes to 10, news, sports and weather coming up top of the hour. If you'd like to send me a message or say some nice things or give me a few recommendations, you can reach me on the text line 0418 897 897, just to prove that I am live, local, and yep, I'm loving it. I haven't got my fingers crossed anyway. Lots of things happening locally too. I just really pleased to go with a meetup group last Saturday night, and that was to go and see the play, musical play, Evita. This was at by the Sterling Players, and that was at near the Saint Hotel there in Morris Street in Innaloo. This play goes all the way back to 1978, all about Yvonne Perron. It's an Andrew Lloyd Webber special. It's interesting that just looking at the music from David Essex and Elaine Page, I tried to see if I could play a track that I really liked. High Flying Adored, and what about Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, Oh What A Circus, and Another Suitcase, Another Hall, just really great songs that just made me think about 1978. My gosh, you were talking about 46 years ago. Time flies, but music always is really good too, and that was a classic going back then. Here's another remake by Alison Krauss. Yeah, Baby Now I've Found You.
Now that I found you, I won't let you go. I built my world around you. I need you so. Baby, even though you don't need me now. Baby, now that I found you, I won't let you go. I built my world around you. I need you so. Baby, even though you don't need me. You don't. Thank you.
That's the remake of the Foundation song. Let's not forget Mother's Day. It happened yesterday too. For those of us lost our mums, does make you think about it. Here's Dolly Parton.
If I should stay, well, I would only be in your way. And so
that's probably Dolly Parton's best ever song. Nothing like a bit of schmaltz on a Monday morning too. It's amazing how you can never forget about some people too that have been in your lives too. Now it's time for a Ben V memory.
descended. Just one more thing to do. I'll take a last look and then close the book on someone that I once knew at 24.
It's a flashback from way back. Wayne Fontana with 24 Sycamore actually just shows you how old he might be now. I remember going along to the Kewdale Hotel many, many years ago to see Wayne Fontana live. Oh my gosh, that was back in the days of black and white radio. And I remember being there with just a few of us and he welcomed the tables and chairs to his performance. Yeah, life's a little bit like that, Wayne. I just wonder how old you are now too. That's actually a really good song too. We're broadcasting live, local and loving it right here from the downtown studios at ECU and 89.7 FM, the people, the music. Just when you're in Joondalup, you know, I come up here often and I know there's a big lake here, but I've never taken the time to think about what this is all about. But actually there's a track of 16 kilometers. It's actually Lake Yellagonga, we often refer to as Lake Joondalup. But last Saturday afternoon, courtesy of West Cycle, I went to a cycling event, and that's called the Jeran, Jeran riding series. It was actually led by a Whadjuk traditional owner, great guide to Ulman Wally, and he gave us a chance to experience the lake and the coastline in the Noongar season of Jeran. That's the season. So we learnt a lot about the history, the stories, the culture, all focused on waterways, local plants and animals, tools, artifacts and significant sites. We did that all on bikes. It was 2 hours, and I'm going to another session on Saturday, and the Saturday after that I just learnt so much too, and also from a fun guy. And we stopped at quite a few times just looking at the vegetation, looking at the land. At one stage we also had a session where we just, a mindful session where we just switched off overlooking the lake and just went quiet and just listened to the bird sounds, everything like this. It was just wonderful. Get a chance. It's just thousands of birds we saw there too. I'll be going along there again as much as I can. So that's Lake Yellagonga.
Station sponsor.
Creative thinkers aren't born, they're made. We mix innovation with imagination to create digital worlds from scratch, to 3D print new food from old, to pioneer research in renewables, health and cybersecurity. Because we question, challenge, imagine. You will too. We'll help make creative thinking your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
Figuring it all out. So why tell me I won't go get there. It's so hard to even try. But if we move together, oh yeah, yeah, we'll end up on the setting sun.
It's a Spanish heartthrob, Enrique Iglesias, kind of asking us nicely, don't turn off the lights. Isn't it interesting how some people really nearly have an obsession about they can't leave a place until they've checked that every light and every PowerPoint's been switched off and every locked door has been locked. I just had one of those people staying with me. It was actually my daughter, my youngest daughter, who every time we left my apartment was just checking, Dad, have you locked the doors? Have you checked? I'm going, yes, yep. That really works for a lot of people. I get it, though. It's kind of nice in lots of ways too. That's time for a local artist. This guy I've actually seen, very entertaining man, Ari Davis. This is his own composition. It's everything. I've seen him busking at the Kyalla markets at North Perth. They're on Saturday mornings between 8 and 11:30. It pulls in a bunch of different characters, but just have a listen and to the lyrics of the song. It's by Ari Davis. He's actually Indonesian born, West Australian too.
Every little thought we've had in our minds and everything we've ever known. Every single person coming into our lives and every place we've ever been. Every mistake we've made, every regret we've had, is stored somewhere for only us to know. Every single friend you've lost over the years, every single one. Every comforting word you know you should have said, and every time you wanted it all. Every mistake we've made, every regret we've had, is stored somewhere for only us to know. Every tear you've shed, every truth you've had to bear, stored somewhere for only us to know, for only us to know. Every single thing you've wished would come true in every dream you've ever had. Every wall you tried so hard to break through, and every time you tried to smile. Every mistake we've made, every regret we've had, is stored somewhere for only us to know. Every tear you've shed, every truth you've had to bear, is stored somewhere for only us to know. For only us to know.
I feel like you're on your own. You had enough, now it's time to come home. Right here, right now, and we all know it's not the end of the road, till it's the end of the road.
Davis, certainly a character definitely worth watching. Some of the musos that come along to the markets too have so much fun. They really do like their music too. And just taking us to the news, sports and weather, interesting song too by Julio Iglesias, that's Enrique's daddy, and also Willie Nelson. It's To All the Girls I've Loved Before. It just makes you wonder too, do you really want to catch up with people that you've loved before? Can be a bit tricky. 50-50 chance of success or maybe rejection. Keep it right here, 89.7 FM.
To all the girls I've loved before, who traveled in and out my door, I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I've loved before. All the girls I once caressed, and may I say I've been the best, for helping me to grow. I owe a lot, I know, to all the girls I've loved before. The winds of change always blowing, every time change continue growing, and they just carry me away. To all the girls who share my life, who now are someone else's wife, I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song. Filled my nights with ecstasy, they live within my heart. I'll always be a part of all the girls I've loved before. The wings of happening not outdoors. We're glad they came along. We dedicate this song to all the girls we love. Before
every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually via an online platform or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
Learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Radio Codes of Practice. The codes cover matters relating to program content, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. Australians are being told inflation may ease sooner than expected. Treasury predictions to be released in tomorrow night's federal budget show inflation will fall back under 3% for the first time in a decade by the end of this year. The budget papers predict the rate of price growth will slow to 2.75% by the December quarter. The latest numbers from the Reserve Bank show inflation remaining high in the March quarter at 3.6%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers told Sky News, while there is progress on inflation, the focus remains on easing cost of living pressures.
We've shown a willingness in the past to take the edge off electricity bills and rent in previous budgets. The cost of living relief in this budget won't be identical to what we've seen in the past. But it will be substantial.
Meantime, the opposition has called for further details from Dr. Chalmers over why his outlook on inflation is more optimistic than that of the RBA. Ethnic communities are urging the federal government to use this week's parliamentary session to scrap its controversial entry ban and deportation bill. Frank Bonacorso reports.
Shameful and hurried is how the community groups and advocates have labelled the bill, which is due to be tabled in the Senate this week. Hundreds of legal experts and refugee organisations say the bill will put lives, families and communities at risk. They say the bill was rushed through by Labor in the wake of the ASF 17 High Court challenge, where the country's highest court ruled that hundreds of detainees who could not be returned to their countries of origin could not be indefinitely detained. The Islamic Council of Victoria has condemned the bill as a shameful and hurried attempt to harshly penalise vulnerable individuals whose safety and well-being will be further undermined if the bill is passed.
Vision of the Wakeley Church terror attack will remain on the social media platform X after a ruling by the federal court today. Last month, Elon Musk's X was ordered to hide over 65 posts of the stabbing attack on Bishop Mar Murray Emanuel to Australian users. Today, Justice Jeffrey Kennett refused eSafety's application to extend the injunction, with his reasons to be published later today. Ex-geo blocked the content but has not removed the footage from worldwide consumption as it challenges the takedown notice. A ride on the express train to disaster. That's how the National Farmers Federation has described the impact of Agriculture Minister Murray Watt's announcement of a four-year timeline to phase out live sheep exports. The NFF says farmers have been left in shock, accusing the government of mistreating farmers, inadequate consultation, refusing to share the report, and announcing just $20 million a year to assist with the phase out. NFF CEO Tony Maher has told the ABC the fight will continue.
The rest of the agriculture industry is absolutely petrified that this government will do some backroom deal and ban an industry and then decide that they can phase it out in 4 years. There's a burning wreck on the side of the road. This government drives on and just looks for its next agenda. It's absolutely deplorable.
Turning to sport now, Netball Australia has apologised to the Lightning and the Giants after a confusing scoring error on Saturday evening. An investigation found the game was a draw and the stadium scoreboard showed the incorrect full-time score, which showed Sunshine Coast as the winners by 1 point. The Giants were eventual winners after the two sides had to return for a penalty shootout. Meantime, at the end of round five of the Super Netball competition, Fever sit at the top of the ladder. Listen to your favourite community radio station and national radio news on the Community Radio Plus app.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Thanks to Shannon in the newsroom for the latest updates. It's 5 minutes past 10 right here on 89.7 FM. The weather for Joondalup area is going to be 27 or 28 all the way through to Sunday. No change, and it's going to be fine. How about that? 27 or 28, you pick it. And it's a big welcome to the second hour of the morning show with 89.7 FM's Ben V. It's a show with a special blend of music and talk.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who would dance on the floor in the round. She said, I am the one who would dance on the floor in the round. She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. Then heavy hair turned with the
And we're broadcasting live from the studios here at ECU in Joondalup. And music coming up in this hour from Cyril, Beyonce, Smokey, Amy Winehouse, and a lot more too, and some more morning tea and coffee waffle coming up in this hour. I'll be talking about the link between exercise and sleeping. Well, yep, you got to do it. And also, what about satellites are going to be used to track your keys and maybe a few other things as well? Anyway, we just heard Billie Jean by the late, great Michael Jackson. Keep it right here as we're live, local, and loving it too. Here's a really good theme song too. Will I ever get to see your face again? Maybe. Maybe I don't want it. From the album 40 Years of Rock. That's The Angels with Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again. I was just joking, of course. Of course I want to see your face again. Just whether you want to see mine is something else too. We're on to 14 minutes past 10. What about controversy at Eurovision for 2024? I must admit, I skipped it. It's one of those ones that you either love it, because whatever you do every year, watching it, or otherwise I find it a little bit farcical. But there's a controversy this year, which I only just picked up. The Netherlands entry has been disqualified from the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest due to an incident involving a female member of the production crew. More about that coming up after this. It's a little bit disturbing, but also maybe a little bit of politics going on there as well. Someone may be being portrayed as the bad guy. Here's Billie Eilish.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees, for you don't say thank you.
you hold the place. I do what I want when I'm wanting through my soul. So cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Certainly a bit of a weird ending to the song. Billie Eilish with the bad guy, and this is coming from the ABC News. We're talking about this after the track, the Plain White Tees with Hey Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes, listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. Have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can pray.
promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
When it comes to kids' sport, parents have lots of questions, eh? Like, how much is going to cost? Will my kid get to play with their mates? How often do they train? And do I have to volunteer? But there's one question every parent should ask. What does the club have in place to make sure that my kid's safe and protected? Don't take child safety at your club for granted. Find the important questions at playbytherules.net.au and start to talk.
89.7 FM
subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outlines standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the Codes of Practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
Thanks for being with me, Ben V, on a Monday morning. It's always great to be with you too. What about if you're into Eurovision? I know it has a big following. I'm not really into it. I just find that every country seems to vote to the nearest neighbours. And also there's apparently a block of 5 countries that get automatically into the finals. I don't know quite how that works, but there's controversy because the Dutch entry was disqualified from the grand final due to an incident involving a female member of the production crew. This is courtesy of ABC News. The Dutch singer and rapper Joost Klein, 26, he'd qualified for the contest main event but was absent from Friday's dress rehearsals. Actually, interesting how things get politicized, maybe. Well, it's the first time in Eurovision 68-year history the contestant has been disqualified after the start of the 5-day event. This is, quote, Swedish police have investigated a complaint made by a female member of the production crew after an incident following Klein's performance in Thursday night's semi-final. That's Eurovision's organizer said in a statement, continuing, while the legal process takes its course, it would not be appropriate for him to continue in the contest. We maintain a zero tolerance policy towards inappropriate behavior at our event and are committed to providing a safe and secure environment. Interesting that there's a legal process taking place. Anyway, the organizer said the incident did not involve any other performers or delegation members. Well, in a statement, the Dutch broadcaster Avro Tros said it was shocked by the disproportionate decision, saying the singer and rapper had merely made a threatening move towards a camera woman but not touched her. And apparently, against the clearly made agreement, Joost was filmed when he had just gotten off stage and had to rush to the green room. At that moment, Joost repeatedly indicated that he did not want to be filmed and this wasn't respected. Well, according to the broadcaster, it offered several solutions to the EBU, which is the Eurovision Broadcasting Unit, which decided to disqualify Klein anyway. Well, friction between Klein and Israel's delegation at a press conference on Thursday night had fueled speculation that the incident that led to his absence was of a political nature. When Klein, who was due to perform just before Israel's contestant Eden Golan on Saturday night, was asked if his entry Europapa could live up to the competition's motto, United by Music, he said, quote, "I think that's a good question for the EBU." Yeah, well, in March, the Association of Broadcasters ruled that Israel was allowed to compete as long as it changed the lyrics to its entry, then called October Rain, about the trauma of the Hamas massacre on 7th of October. The EBU has defended its decision by saying Eurovision is a non-political music event and not a contest between governments. Well, when another journalist asked Golan, Eden Golan, if she had considered whether her presence at the contest might be endangering the other acts and the attending fans, the host intervened to say she did not have to answer the question if she didn't want to. Klein, who sat next to her, interjected with "Why not?" Well, Europapa, that's a pop hymn by Joost to European free movement, wrapped into a story of parental loss, had received strong applause at the semi-final. Was seen as one of the front runners to win Eurovision's 68th edition. I wonder if we're going to hear more about that, because it's interesting. A legal process started, and you'd think that you'd be innocent until proven guilty. It's not just that I'm Dutch born or whatever, but it's a bit weird that you can actually get kicked out before due process. Anyway, more about that to come up within about Eurovision 2024. Keep it here live, local, loving it. Yep, I've got a crush on you. It's Jennifer Page.
Crazy. Listen live, play back your favourite shows and see track info live with our 89.7 FM app. Just search your app store.
Just one look and I feel so high.
Sometimes that's all it takes, isn't it? Just one look. That's Linda Ronstadt. Gee, she's not doing too well health-wise, probably like a lot of people too. So our thoughts go out to her. Kicking off the Twin Spin with Jennifer Page with Crush. You know, the crush, I can't help it, for 105 kilos. But it all looks like there's evidence that's come in too, which is good news for those of us like to exercise. But there's a great way that exercise is linked to better sleep in case you're having some problems sleeping. More about that coming up after this. It's one of my favourite songs too. I hope you're enjoying the music mix this morning. These are all my favourites. Megan Trainor with John Legend. I'm going to love you.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised to.
in the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes in love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want. Use what we got before it's all gone. Cause no.
Great combo there, Megan Trainor with John Legend. How do they get to write lyrics like that too? Like, I'm going to love you, like I'm going to lose you, I'm going to hold you, like I'm saying goodbye. That's really touchy, moving stuff too, isn't it? So what about exercise and better sleep? If you're having trouble sleeping, here's something to think about. An article from the West Australian over the weekend. A good night's sleep is tied to how you structure your day, with exercise the key. Well, a world-first study from the University of South Australia examined components of time use and aspects of sleep among 1,168 children. They were average age of 12, and 1,360 adults. So that was their parents, average age 44, mainly mothers. That does change it a little bit. Well, the study found children and adults with higher level of moderate to vigorous activity had less troubled sleep, reduced tiredness, and better sleep quality. Australian guidelines indicate most adults need about 8 hours of sleep a night. For children, it's 8 to 11 hours. I wonder how many people are really doing that. Don't know about you. I can get by on 6, but usually somewhere between 6 and 8 if I'm kind of lucky with it too. So here's a bit more Schmaltz on 89.7 FM, the people in music. It's a flashback from way back at Smoky. Yeah, this is a good idea. Just lay back in the arms of someone. Just pick someone.
If you want my sympathy, just open your heart to me. You get whatever you ever need. Think that's too high for you, baby. I would die for you. When there's nothing left, you know where I'll be. You lay back in the arms of someone. You give in to the charms of someone. You lay back in the arms of someone you love. When you feel you're part of someone, you lay back in the arms.
one you love. There's nothing left, I'll be with you. Ooh.
You lay back in the arms of someone. You give in to the charms of someone. You lay back in the arms of someone you love.
Another infection is beginning to spread. We've been here before, but we're still learning about this new virus and we can't make any assumptions. We need your team to develop a rapid diagnostic test. Can you do it?
Every single day, biomedical science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
To all stroke survivors and their carers, there is a life after stroke. Come along and meet people who know exactly what you're going through and are there to give you support and encouragement you need. You will walk again, you will speak again. It just takes time. At the Northern Suburbs Stroke Support Group, they'd love to see you at the Wanneroo Recreation Centre, Wanneroo, the second Friday of each month from 3 p.m. To know more, contact Sally Allen today on 9305 0469 or 0417 951 511.
Ever wondered what it's like to be on a radio station, be a part of a great team, or even on your own radio show? Have your voice heard across the city of Joondalup, Wanneroo and Stirling, surrounding suburbs and streaming online? Why don't you head over to www.897fm.com.au and become a member today? And best of all members are welcome. See you soon.
Yeah, see you soon too. With news, sports and weather coming up in 16 minutes time. Now, if you want to go and see a good movie, it's most of the theatres around town now too. It's Amy Winehouse in Back to Black. Awesome movie. Very sad too about her addiction to alcohol, being so talented too and catching up with a man that she was married to and got her into drugs, etc. Really telling story. But here's the title track to the movie too. Amy Winehouse with Back to Black.
So far move.
That's written and sung by the late Amy Winehouse. Two really sad lyrics too about her husband, her ex, going back to his ex, and she just drifts back into depression. Really sad going through with all that. Now, what about AI? And we're talking about technology. Lots of things that people are quite critical about the impact that technology has, but certain times some things good do come out of it. It looks like there's a network of satellites that's going to help you track your keys and maybe a few other things. We'll be talking about that after the song from Cyril. It's a remake of the Chris Norman Suzy Quatro song, Stumbling In. It's actually better than that too. It's straight in the charts right now. Hope you enjoy it.
Our love is alive.
So there's a lot of remastering and remaking being done these days in the musical industry, but must admit, I think that what Cyril has done with Stumbling In is really good too. So what about technology and network of satellites looking at tracking your keys? Well, an Australian tech company has unveiled a partnership that would potentially let its customers find their lost keys and track their teenagers and pets via orbiting satellites. Life 360 is the company announced on Friday, a partnership with Hubble Network, a satellite company founded by its co-founder, Alex Haro. But Life 360's cross-platform titled Bluetooth trackers compete with Apple's AirTag and Samsung's SmartTag, helping customers locate lost keys, wallets, and similar items. Live 360 expects the network to launch in early 2025. So how do you feel about that? It's one thing tracking your keys, but you really want to track your teenagers, because they're just not your teenagers. It's what, your partners? It's what, your family? What about tracking your pets? Just wonder, is that really something you want? I can understand from a safety point of view with your kids or teenagers, but it's nearly a bit like helicopter parenting, isn't it? I just wondered that if those of us that a little bit senior would you really have liked to have been tracked? I just wonder how many times I might have got busted being where maybe I shouldn't have been. Here's Beyonce, straight out of the charts of Texas Hold'em, bit of country and western. Yeehaw!
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no Hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado, ooh,
a tornado
in my city,
in my city,
in the basement,
the basement.
That shit ain't pretty,
shit ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
rugged whiskey.
We surviving. All the red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Texas, ain't no Hold'em.
Hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor.
And I'll be
now.
Damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too.
Catchy song too from Beyonce. She certainly gets her bit of criticism too about being in the C&W arena when maybe she's not a traditionalist either.
89.7 FM.
The Community File.
A royal kidnapping, a hidden child. Which handsome gondolier is the true king of Barataria?
Gilbert and Sullivan WA is delighted to present The Gondoliers, one of their most sparkling and entertaining musical comedies. With direction by Paul Treasure and musical direction by Blake Houlihan, join us for an enchanting Italian adventure as we sail to a sunny isle for toe-tapping tunes and romance aplenty. It's a bona fide great night out, says the Times. It's running from the 16th to the 25th of May at the Dolphin Theatre in Crawley. 9 shows only. For more information, go to www.gnswa.org.au for more details and to book tickets.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Are you running a local business? Join over 440 businesses and become a Wanneroo Business Association member today for just $30. Access free networking and educational events, business advice and promotion, and be part of a supportive community. Visit wba.asn.au for more information. 89.7.
But when we do get thank yous, it's usually that without your support, we would never have got ourselves back on track again.
Being there for someone and actually see them pull through and get out of the situation they're in, mostly through their own means and just with a bit of support from us, is probably one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Give it a go, even if it's only for a few months. I think you may be surprised at how rewarding it is to actually help someone who needs some help.
Change lives, including yours. Volunteer at Vinnie's. To find out more, go to vinnies.org.au.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 89.7 FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. Australians are being told inflation may ease sooner than expected. Treasury predictions, to be released in tomorrow night's federal budget, show inflation will fall back under 3% for the first time in a decade by the end of this year. The budget papers predict the rate of price growth will slow to 2.75% by the December quarter. The latest numbers from the Reserve Bank show inflation remaining high in the March quarter at 3.6%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers told Sky News, while there is progress on inflation, the focus remains on easing cost of living pressures.
We've shown a willingness in the past to take the edge off electricity bills and rent in previous budgets. The cost of living relief in this budget won't be identical to what we've seen in the past. But it will be substantial.
Meantime, the opposition has called for further details from Dr. Chalmers over why his outlook on inflation is more optimistic than that of the RBA. Ethnic communities are urging the federal government to use this week's parliamentary session to scrap its controversial entry ban and deportation bill. Frank Bonacorso reports.
Shameful and hurried is how the community groups and advocates have labelled the bill, which is due to be tabled in the Senate this week. Hundreds of legal experts and refugee organisations say the bill will put lives, families and communities at risk. They say the bill was rushed through by Labor in the wake of the ASF 17 High Court challenge, where the country's highest court ruled that hundreds of detainees who could not be returned to their countries of origin could not be indefinitely detained. The Islamic Council of Victoria has condemned the bill as a shameful and hurried attempt to harshly penalise vulnerable individuals whose safety and well-being will be further undermined if the bill is passed.
Vision of the Wakeley Church terror attack will remain on the social media platform X after a ruling by the federal court today. Last month, Elon Musk's X was ordered to hide over 65 posts of the stabbing attack on Bishop Mar Murray Emanuel to Australian users. Today, Justice Jeffrey Kennett refused eSafety's application to extend the injunction, with his reasons to be published later today. Ex-Geo blocked the content but has not removed the footage from worldwide consumption as it challenges the takedown notice. A ride on the express train to disaster. That's how the National Farmers Federation has described the impact of Agriculture Minister Murray Watt's announcement of a four-year timeline to phase out live sheep exports. The NFF says farmers have been left in shock, accusing the government of mistreating farmers, inadequate consultation, refusing to share the report, and announcing just $20 million a year to assist with the phase-out. NFF CEO Tony Ma has told the ABC the fight will continue.
The rest of the agriculture industry is absolutely petrified that this government will do some backroom deal and ban an industry. and then decide that they can phase it out in 4 years. There's a burning wreck on the side of the road. This government drives on and just looks for its next agenda. It's absolutely deplorable.
Turning to sport now, Netball Australia has apologised to the Lightning and the Giants after a confusing scoring error on Saturday evening. An investigation found the game was a draw and the stadium scoreboard showed the incorrect full-time score, which showed Sunshine Coast as the winners by 1 point. The Giants were eventual winners after the two sides had to return for a penalty shootout. Meantime, at the end of round 5 of the Super Netball competition, Fever sit at the top of the ladder. Listen to your favourite community radio station and national radio news on the Community Radio Plus app.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
89.7 FM weather.
It's 3 minutes past 11. Thanks to Shannon in the newsroom for the latest update too. Just looking at the weather for the Joondalup area, it's going to be a top of 28. Lovely. Tomorrow also 28. Again, also on Wednesday, no rain. Thursday drops down, what, to 27, back to 28 on Friday. 28 again on Saturday and 27 on Sunday. The minimums range between 15 and 17. So it's all happening. No excuses for not getting out there, having a bit of fun. 27 or 28, just great, isn't it?
I know I'm fucked up, I'm just a loser, shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter, while you're out there drinking. I'm just a thinking about where I should have been. I've been lonely, water pouring down from the ceiling. I knew this would happen, still hard to believe it. Maybe I'm dramatic. I don't wanna see me, I don't wanna panic. I'm a sad girl in this big world, it's a mad world. All of my friends know it's heaven, you're a bad thing. I know I'm fucked up, I'm just a loser, shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter while you're out there drinking. I'm slowly sinking, bubbles in my eyes now. Maybe I'm just dreaming. Now I'm in the sad club, just trying to get a back up. I'm a sad girl in this big world, it's a mad world. All of my friends know what's happening. You're a bad thing. Super lonely. I've been lonely, by the way. La 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 la, la 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 la, lonely. I've been lonely.
That's Ben E. She's just a super lonely chick. Kicking off the third hour of the morning show with me, Ben V. It's more music and more talk, and it's also great having you along. Songs coming up in this hour from Ed Sheeran, Chris Rea, Sia Sade, Ben E. King, Sydney Youngblood, and a lot more too, and it's all good. It's mixed up with some late morning tea or coffee things to talk about in this hour. You know, I can't help myself too. What about those tax cuts that are coming our way and the way that people plan to spend them? And if you're into Netflix, there's that it's gone a bit viral too about baby reindeer, and it's disturbing about really what's happened with people hunting down the originators with that too. Always great to be with you on 89.7 FM. It's the people, the music. Some of us also searching for a hero. It's a lot of looking to do. Here's M People. Search for the hero inside yourself. If you want to find the key to your life, I'll keep looking as well. We're looking forward to talking about a new station sponsor for the Monday morning show with me, Ben V. I'll be running through that at 11:30 this morning. Now it's time for a Ben V memory. It's a classic one too. It's Benny King. And Nothing Like Ecstasy, as we used to know it.
The magic of your kisses, holding you like this, is ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
The love that you have given, make this life I'm living ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Never let me go. Let that love light show. Oh, take me by the hand and lead me to the land of ecstasy. The first time that I saw you, you showed me the door to ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Now I just keep praying that we'll always stay in ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Oh, but don't you go away. Oh, single day. Come on, take me by the hand and lead me to the land of see. That I know you everywhere I go, true ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Kiss me, dear, and then, oh, kiss me once again. Come on and take me by the hand and lead me to the land of ecstasy.
If it's a classic, then we play it. 89.7 FM.
18 minutes past 11, 89.7 FM. That's the music, the people. Just listening to the twin spin there, kicked off with Benny King with Ecstasy. Just a different sort of ecstasy going back in 1962 for Benny King. And then we just heard Sydney Youngblood with Only If Only I Could. And if only I could, a lot of us will be talking about too, how we're going to spend the extra money we're going to get in our tax cuts that are coming up. That'll be announced soon too. Is that, do you see it right away? You're going to see it progressively. More about that coming up.
Join Rhonda for the Travel Show on Friday the 17th of May. Rhonda's guest for Friday the 17th of May will be Sue Williams, chairperson of the Ferguson Valley Marketing Board. The Ferguson Valley is a nice day drive about an hour and a half inland down from Perth. Sue will talk about places of interest to see in that region, including the famous Gnomesville, home to the thousands of gnomes placed by people from all over the world. Also, other places of interest to see in that region, including the wineries and breweries. A pretty countryside to visit.
89.7 FM.
Your favourite show is living in the cloud right now.
Waiting for you to hear it. Just go to 89.7fm.com.au. Click listen live, then on demand.
Yeah, Smooth Operator Sade. That's from her CD, The Best of Sade. Seriously, if you actually want to get a great CD or download it, The Best of Sade, it's one of the best ones. You know, you can buy a CD sometimes. You wish you hadn't bought the whole lot because there's only two tracks. There's, you'll probably find about 98% of the tracks on that CD are really good. So what's going to happen with you? But what are you going to do about the tax cuts that are going to come your way? You're going to save them? You're going to spend it? Whatever. This is an article from newspapers over the weekend. More than a third of Australians are planning to stash extra money from the upcoming Stage 3 tax cuts into high interest savings accounts, while almost 3 in 10 think it'll be useful to offset the higher cost of living. Australians will pocket somewhere between $350 and $4,500 extra annually from the July 1st federal income tax cuts, which come as household financial stress has reached its highest point in 8 years. NAB data shows that more than a third, 36%, plan to save extra money from their Stage 3 tax cuts, including more Gen Zs, 53%, those earning between $100,000 and $150,000. People also plan to spend the tax cuts on offsetting the higher cost of living, paying down debt and investing, while 8% to splurge on non-essentials. That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sport seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
JohnHughes.com.au.
DL6061.
No matter how big or small you are, 89.7FM has a sponsorship package catered to you. For more information on what we can offer or customise, go to 89.7FM.com.au.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what.
11:30 right here in downtown Joondalup. That's Ed Sheeran with perfect introduction to the new station sponsor, Zumba Gold with Deb. Zumba Gold is a fun fitness program based on exciting international Latin dance styles. It's similarly stylistically and musically to regular Zumba, but it's performed at a lower intensity level to be more accessible for some people. Zumba Gold's intended for active older adults, Zumba beginners, fitness newbies, and other people that may need modified exercises. Classes run on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. at the Sicilian Club. That's in Fortune Street in Balcata. It's only $10 per class. Just come along and enjoy it. Station sponsor, Zumba Gold with Deb. So songs to move and dance to are just like these.
Book, we got so much history. You're my queen and I'm your king of kings. Horse and carriage or a limousine, but I know you're tired of the same routine. So baby, oh my, yeah. We gonna walk on water, yeah. So baby, oh my, yeah. We gonna walk on water. She said, well, why do I feel like I'm drowning?
A really good song, Wyclef Jean with Historia. It's a big shout out to the girls that go along to Zumba Gold with Deb on a Thursday evening. I'm one of two guys there. I'm the tall one and Andrew is the good looking one. Let's just keep it simple.
Pain, 'cause I don't really want to marry Jane. Oh là là là, et si le problème était moi? Si j'ai mal, c'est du mal à parler. Oh, quand on aime, si le dire est un problème, finir seul, faut pas s'étonner.
We'll keep it simple. It's simple. You're the only medicine I've been taking. We'll keep it simple, baby.
Emmurer nos émotions. Parfois, ma foi, les gens le font. À la fin, au fond, tout ça fait qu'on a mal, on a de l'âme en chant. Ooh la la la, from my teammates to my job, every bone in every part of me's aching. Won't you, can't you see, got your brain to get to me, any medicine you give me, I'm taking. Keep it simple.
Just such a great song to dance to. That's Keep It Simple. That's featuring Mika. Remember Mika with Grace Kelly and also with his French counterpart, Vianney. So it's Keep It Simple, Keep It Right here, 89.7 FM. I'll be finishing up at midday, but don't forget we've got more live performers coming up at the station during the day. Coming up between 3 and 6 is the Monday Drive with Lee, hosted by Leanne Selby. Monday Drive is designed to help you relax on the drive home from work with an essential mix of talk and music that'll calm the soul and soothe away the stresses of the day. She's playing a diverse selection of listening tunes, usually from the 70s to the noughties, that you don't hear anywhere else in commercial stations. And that's together with the traffic updates and news, and you have a new safe space for your Monday. That's Monday Drive, the way the drive home was meant to be. Then we also got between 8 and 10 p.m. the Shredheads with Chris Martin. If you like your music a little bit heavy, join Chris as he explores all your heavy metal favorites together with new music from the genre, special guests, live on-air interviews, and much, much more. Tonight's guest on the episode of Shred's Heads is Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident, five-piece American heavy metal band. More great music to move to dance to. It's Master KG and Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, ikayalami, ilondoloze, uhambe nami, zungangishilana. Jerusalem, ikayalami, ilondoloze, uhambe nami, zungangishilana. Daoyami, aikolana, busowami, aukolana, kilondoloze, zuhambe nami. Daoyami, aikolana, busowami, aukolana, kilondoloze. Be
yami ayikholana buso wami awukholana
ilondoloze zu hambe nami
sponsor.
Oh, we've got more orders than we can handle and more coming. Now there's a bottleneck. What is the ongoing impact of switching off paid search? Well, let's hear from our new recruit. What do you think?
Every single day, business graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Stay in the loop with what's happening in your community. Visit station sponsor City of Joondalup's website at joondalup.wa.gov.au and subscribe to an e-newsletter. You'll find everything you need to know about community, events, updates and job vacancies. Register today for this free service.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee or a birthday or graduation? Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
And now it's time for some solid gold from a great station.
Rubber ball, I can bounce back to you. Rubber ball, I'll I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
You bounce my heart around.
You don't even put her down.
And like a rubber ball, I can bounce back to you. Rubber ball. I'll just stretch my arms to reach you anywhere. And like a rubber ball, I can bounce back to you. Rubber ball, I'm bouncing back to you. Heartstrings, it just snap.
And you're with me, Benny V, listening to Bobby V with Rubber Ball. Just keep bouncing back to you. I'd like the way they do that too. Never too late to actually change your taste in music. Going back in March, I was cycling along Langley Park and wondered what was going on with a massive production. But the massive production was got to do with a guy called Fred again. And it's got to do with electronic dance music. 35,000 people went along this. And when you think about that, it's a massive following. So anyway, I decided to have a listen to some of the music too. And I must admit, I'm hooked. See what you think about this one. It's really quite unusual. It's Fred again and Obangjaya.
It's so much better with everything. Nice and glower in my chair, there's no compare. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. I came first, but you're ahead beyond your years. People try to find this thing you've always been. I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. When play your answers, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be your parade. When play your answers, you walk through life just like a dancer. If I had my way, every day would be your parade. Ooh, I adore you. Ooh, I adore you. And I pray you never lose your star. I'm so proud of all that you are.
So this is electronic dance music. Lips are moving, will not stop. That's my theme song. So that's an English DJ, Fred Gibson, calling himself Fred again. And the Nigerian singer with a fantastic voice, Obangjaya. I really rate this too. That's Adore You. Interesting story behind it too. Fred Gibson, who's Fred again, actually wanted to talk about Fred Gibson was actually wanting to have something to dedicate to his sister, and thought about something to do with adoring, and also came across the Nigerian singer with Obangjaya. He wanted to dedicate something to his little brother, so that's how Adore You came all about. We're now listening to The Road to Hell. That's the road going through to Perth in the morning for all the commuters coming from Joondalup. Here's Chris Rea.
I
news and sports coming up top of the hour. It's just about time for me to go. I've had a lot of fun this morning. I hope you've enjoyed the morning show with a special blend this morning, that special blend of music mixed up with just a little bit of talk. I'll be back at the same time next Monday from 9 to 12 and look forward to your company again. Then it's time for me to go. Have a top day and a good week. This is 89.7 FM's Ben V signing off saying catch you folks. You'll have a mighty fine day and a mighty fine week. Thanks to our new sponsor, Zumba Gold with Deb. More coming up next week. Time for me to disappear. Here's In Excess.
Sponsor.
Okay, team. Our new airport check-in system isn't delivering what we need. People are frustrated with waiting times and the lack of scheduling information. We need to design a better experience. Any ideas?
Every single day, design graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
It's important to fully vaccinate on time, even if you miss one vaccine or if you're just a few weeks late. This puts your child and those around them at risk. Vaccinate on time. Get the facts at immunisationfacts.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Radio is a very effective way to get into people's ears. Like I'm in your ear right now. Get your business into people's ears. Go to 897fm.com.au and see what we can do to grow your business.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. A Tasmanian senator is urging the government to take responsibility for inflation ahead of the federal budget. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Tomorrow's budget will forecast inflation to drop below 3% by the end of the year, which the finance minister says is due to yet-to-be-announced budget measures. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie says she hopes the government will prioritise the health and well-being of Australians in the budget.
And if you have to cut back on infrastructure to make sure our kids are getting the mental health treatments that they need, to make sure there's more bulk billing going on, all that sort of stuff, and we need to look really, really